Check, check, check. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, I think we're good. Let's launch right into it. Hey, how's it going? It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here, back in my seat after letting another intern take over yesterday. I hope you enjoyed intern Napoleon. He was not here today. He's out getting the vote out for Pedro, I assume. So you're stuck with your regular podcast host. It's me, Dave, on this October 10th, a Wednesday, a long song Wednesday. And I just realized we started off the show by complaining about how damp it is as a Category 4 hurricane is bearing down on Florida. So we probably should have had some perspective to start things off today. Hopefully everybody down south stays safe. I just checked out the radar and it looks like they're in for a rather violent afternoon down there. So our prayers go out to everyone down south. But as for the podcast today, there's a big football game tomorrow, which we talked about and heard the broadcast from the last Giants game in Spanish. We hit the phones today for a really fun nostalgic topic involving bikes and candy and childhood. Definitely something we all can relate to. We spent some time talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees once again. John had an unfortunate turn of phrase when he was promoting our Big Bad Bonfire, which is coming up this Saturday night. And of course, being Long Song Wednesday, we spun the wheel of long songs once again. So you can find out where that landed. Would we hit three listener picks in a row? Well, you'll find out right when I stop gabbing, which is going to be right about now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
I didn't have any fog coming in this morning. Did you?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, well, I you know, and sometimes I'm not sure if it's fog or it's this ridiculous mist that happens, right? You know, I got to tell you, I'm sick of being damp. Yeah, I am sick. There is a door in my house that I don't push closed. Right. Right? Even the storm doors, I mean, are beginning to warm.
I just bought a second dehumidifier yesterday.
Really?
It's October.
I know. Yeah,
why am I doing this?
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow, of course, the Eagles are playing the Giants. We got to do something about a football guy because now that Harry Mays has decided to get out of radio, the Spreadmaster is gone and we need somebody to do picks for. Yeah. So.
And you're saying after my 17 parlay on Sunday that I'm not the guy to.
Do you know, every time you say 17 parlay, it says like, it sounds like 17 parlay. 17. You parlayed 17 teams.
Oh, 17. Okay.
That's next week.
Yeah, actually, might be this Sunday. You never know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I'm not going to go with you after your 17 parlay. Although I would have picked it the exact same way as you did.
I went 4-3, I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I didn't win. They all have to win.
Speaking of teams that didn't win, let's go back to the Giants. Gano, is that how the
Gano, Graham Gano.
Gano, that's the way he says it?
The kicker.
All right. Yeah. Do you know the NFL is actually looking into the way commercials run in football games because most people did not see the kick.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
I thought the bar I was at just changed the channel.
No, most people didn't see the kick because they went to a commercial.
Get
when they came
out.
Back, it was over with. So you and I saw it on Red Zone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I was out. I was.
You had PJ Williams.
Yeah. But there were so many TVs. I wasn't paying attention to the Giants Carolina game.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And then I found this. There is a Spanish language, translation for every football game.
Sure.
The Panthers have it as well.
Right.
They've got Jamie Marino and Luis Marino Jr. who do the broadcasting of all the games. This is them. This is the Spanish broadcast, right, of the kick. This was it, 62 yards?
63-yard
kick going through the uprights.
Le ha sobrado distancia. Le van a servir. Tiene altura. Tiene profundidad. Va a llegar. Va a llegar. ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó! 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 ¡Señor! ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó! ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó!
That's so good.
Yes.
Take that, Merrill Reese.
Merrill, go get some lessons from that guy.
I think the TV should automatically flip into the SAP button. How you hit the SAP button should automatically change to Spanish when a huge play is coming
I'm going to do that from now on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's incredible.
Just get ready.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
So when you were living on the farm as a child,
right?
Did you have a bicycle or did you just have a tractor?
We didn't have a tractor.
You didn't have a tractor?
Okay. No, I had a bicycle, but I just used to ride it on the grass.
On the grass, like, on the farm?
Around the house.
Uh-huh. How far were you from civilization?
Well, I don't know. Maybe 15, 20 minutes, I guess.
Really?
Wow. Driving.
Wow. That is out there.
Wow. That makes it sound. Dave feels like he lives in a city.
I'm a city slicker. You know? 5 minutes.
Right, what kind of bike did you have?
One with two wheels.
Okay.
I don't remember.
You don't remember the make?
No.
No? All right. What about
maybe
you?
Maybe it's a guy thing.
Yeah, maybe I had it is a
the,
guy thing.
I had the lower middle class classic Huffy.
Yeah, the Huffy.
Yes.
Huffy was a good bicycle.
A nice red Huffy.
It was a good, damn fine bicycle, the Huffy.
Yeah, nice mountain bike.
Right. You know, it was no Raleigh, mind you.
Jeez, I forgot about them. Wow.
The Raleigh was that. Was what about you, Steve?
I had a Harrow.
Harrow
retro, like BMX bike.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gyro and everything in it.
Right. You were a cool kid.
I had the original BMX bike, the Schwinn Stingray.
Oh, is that what they based it on?
Yeah, I got to look up a picture.
With the banana seat and all that. Yeah, that's what started the whole BMX.
Like everything in the mid-century was called the Stingray.
Right, you know?
Oh, my God, John.
But I switched.
God. Look at that seat.
Yeah,
my God.
It's the banana seat.
Holy hell.
Okay? You know, and then I went to a Schwinn 10-speed. Right, I was the first kid in my neighborhood to have a 10-speed. How my father managed to afford that is beyond me. I have no idea. All right, and of course, it ended up getting stolen. All right, so here, let's take it another step.
Yeah,
all right, you got your bicycle. All right, you're gonna go to the corner store, and you know, I want to. You know, I'm thinking about opening this up to everybody. The number here in the studio 215-263-WMGK. You're on your bicycle. You're going to the corner store, the candy store, the newsstand, the 7-Eleven, whatever it was when you were a kid. What are you buying?
Oh,
you just
God.
Got your allowance. You got your 25 cents, right? You know, maybe 50 cents, right? You feel rich. You go into the store. What are you buying?
I used to hit up there was a corner bakery in the shopping center across from us. It was always a toss up. Am I going to go get my Boston cream
right
at the mom and pop bakery, or am I going to go down to Woolworths and hit up the Pick-A-Mix candy selection?
Oh, wow.
How old do I sound? I went to the Woolworths for my Pick-A-Mix.
Yeah, the 5 and 10. Right,
exactly.
Right next to the goldfish. So,
and for me, I would go down to a corner pharmacy in Mayfair when I would be at my grandma's to get her prescription. And I would always have to get myself the fruit stripe gum with the zebra on the side of it, which lasted the flavor maybe 5 to 10 seconds.
It was incredible. 5 to 10 seconds.
Fruit,
so good.
Fruit stripes got them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You can still find it in random places. Not a lot.
It's still mad. It's still mad that people just don't buy it anymore. Yeah. You know, we had candy stores, and candy stores were all over the place. But it was really the candy store was, you know, you would call it a candy store, but it was really a newsstand. It was like, you know, they had a soda fountain. They sold candy. Candy. Uh-huh. There was a newspaper stand out front where with these big weights on it, and you would whatever the paper cost, a dime or a quarter, whatever it was at the time, right? You know, and have a big weight on it. You'd throw the quarter down and you'd take a newspaper. I would go in, and it depended on the amount of money, but no matter what amount of money I had, I was always walking out because I had that jar with the pretzel rods in it.
Okay. Oh,
all right,
wow.
And the big knob on top.
Sure.
And you know, and for, you know, and for hygienic reasons, they never bothered to,
tongs?
No tongs.
Yeah.
No, tongs
didn't exist
just,
back
it
then.
It was just filthy hands going into that thing. You'd have that big knob on top and you'd pull it off and it was like 2 for a nickel or 3 for a nickel and you're just pulling that. So, yeah, that was
man.
It, though.
Wow.
Right? Me on my Schwinn Stingray, right, you know, and a fistful of pretzel rods, right? That was my choice. So what was it for you, folks? I mean, and I don't even, did they have candy stores? I wasn't living here then. I mean, you know, so,
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know if they had candy stores in the Northeast or whatever, where you went when you were a kid
we'll
to get
out.
Your stuff. So what was it? What was your bike, right? And what was your candy of choice? Or what was it that you were buying? You got that allowance. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you went and got a Matchbox toy, depending on how much, you know, allowance you got. What is it for you? 215-263-WMGK. This should be fun. Get those Huffies to rolling. We want to know about your first bike, that ride to its allowance day. You get on your bike, you go to the candy store or wherever it is you bought your treats, and what is it that you bought? So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Cindy never got to go anywhere. All she had to do is just on the farm, riding over the grass, trying to avoid the cow pies.
chewing on hay.
Yeah,
there's her candy.
Had that Becky outfit on, the gingham thing with the.
That's right.
Pigtails.
She looked like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I had to do a conversation with Cindy earlier this morning about the types of bikes we had. And the question I have, and I was just asking it moments ago, and we got a whole bunch of people who are online already, is, okay, what was your bike, Steve?
A Harrow.
A Harrow. I never heard it. It was a BMX style, right?
Was it
they sell it at, Toys R Us? Is that when you got a Harrow bike?
I don't remember. It was a present.
Okay.
It was Bobo.
Yeah.
It was Bobo BMX.
No, no, no. You guys serious?
No, I never heard of a Harrow.
Yeah,
no. And what did you have?
I had a Red Huffy.
You had a Red Huffy. Yes. But just a regular bicycle, 26-inch wheels?
I guess so, yeah. Right. Just a standard mountain bike.
I got to tell you, we keep talking about bikes like this, and Brian Hackford from Keswick Cycle is going to have a little Woody. All right. I started out with I don't know what the first bike was I had. I had a Schwinn Continental. It was a 10-speed, right? And then eventually I had a Schwinn Stingray. And that, that with the banana seat.
The Stingray was everywhere.
The Stingray was
like the Model T of bikes.
No, it wasn't. It was like the Corvette of bikes.
We'll find out.
All right. Let's go to the phone. We've got Joanne here. All right, Joanne. So what was the bike and where did you go?
Okay, first off, 1977, I was 6, and it was a pink Huffy.
A pink Huffy? All right. You were 6 years old. Did it have 2 wheels or 3?
2.
Very grown-up girl. What did you get at the candy store?
Corner candy stores everywhere. They had penny candy. Every penny candy you can think of. So for a quarter, man, 25 pieces of candy. Can't beat that.
To this day, I'm addicted to penny candy.
What would penny candy cover? Like, what would be in that jar?
You could get
squirrel nuts?
Yeah, squirrel nuts. You could get a single Mary Jane. Or a single Tootsie Roll.
Gum, fun time gum. Remember fun time gum?
Yeah, fun time gum, right? Even Double Bubble would be a penny back then.
All right.
Yeah.
There's a girl that takes after my own heart. By the way, don't tell anybody, but you know at Wegmans they have that big penny candy display. I steal one every week. Greg!
Hey, bud.
What was the bike?
Well, first of all, the bike was just like yours. It was the Schwinn with the banana seat. It was pretty badass.
Okay, what color? What color?
It was yellow, and I was proud of it. Like, I took some flack for it, but I liked it.
All right. I had the electric blue myself. What did you buy when you got to the store?
So the first thing we would get would be the long salted pretzels.
Out of the container without the tongs. Yes, just your dirty hand going in there.
In with your dirty hands, and I'm sure get some germy pretzels and act like we're smoking a cigar or something.
I still buy those gum cigars. To this day, I still buy those.
And you wear the ring, the thing that comes out where it is the ring, right? And then for some reason, the paper with dots on them. I don't know what the affinity was with that.
They were just called dots. They were just called dots. Wow, real cool, Greg. Thank you. Mark, what was the bike?
Schwinn Stingray Candy Apple Red.
Oh, wow. Look at that Stingray. It was huge.
I'm looking at these Stingrays.
Right?
And first off, I'm looking at the 5-speed, and it looks like it's got a crank as if you would have you roll down the old windows in a car. That's what the 5-speed gear changer looks like. It's right in the middle handlebar.
Huge. It was huge.
And two, it looks like, if you've ever seen the welding that Bob Dylan does, that's what the Schwinn bikes look like.
All right, when you got to the store, what did you buy?
Toss up between these spongy flying saucers that had little
candies inside.
The nonpareils inside, essentially.
Yeah.
Between that and Bonomo's Turkish taffy.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Now, the weird thing is, and Dave is the one who actually got me started on this, I have an old candy collection at home, and I have a Bonomo's Turkish taffy, went with vanilla. They were out of strawberry.
Wow.
Jody?
Yes.
All right, so what was the bike? First off, what kind of bike did you have?
Well, let me tell you, not everybody was allowed to have a bike. I had a pony.
You had a pony?
I had a pony. I lived out in the country.
Right.
So I used to ride to a local restaurant, into the restaurant, buy a Milky Way, and then leave.
Wait a second. You rode the pony into the restaurant?
I rode the pony into the restaurant.
This is dirtier than putting your hand in the big bucket of pretzel rods.
Yes. Pony girl, I love this.
Yep.
Have a good morning.
You too. See ya.
Julie.
Yes.
What kind of bike? We start right there. What was the bicycle?
All right. My bike was a Schwinn. It had the banana seat.
Right.
And a sissy bar that came up your back in the back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sissy bar. I love that.
Well, the banana seat had like a little round thing on the back.
Okay.
But you could get one that had a big one on the back. So if somebody rode on the back of the banana seat, they had something to lean against.
Oh, they were the sissy.
Yeah, they were the sissy.
Okay.
All right. So you got your allowance. You're going into the store. Where are you taking the bike?
I'm taking the bike up to the record store, and I'm dating myself here.
Okay.
So I'm taking my bike up to the record store. I'm buying 45.
How much were 45s when you were buying them?
Oh, my God. Probably 50 cents.
Oh, wow. You're older than me.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We mentioned this yesterday as soon as the nominations came out, but the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out yesterday. Classic rock did well again.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Def Leppard's in there, plus Devo, Janet Jackson, LL Cool J, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Stevie Nicks, The Cure. Also, Todd Rundgren, The Zombies, John Prine, Kraftwerk, the MC5. They should be in there. The MC5 really should be in there. You know, Roxy Music, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, all in there. All right. I'm not sure how many of them are going to make it. Some of the names that were also that became eligible this year were Beck, Dave Matthews Band, Sheryl Crow, Blink-182, Built to Spill, Cake. Really, Cake? Really?
That seems to be a stretch.
That really, yeah, they might be eligible. Counting Crows. All right. Everclear, Jeff Buckley. I'm surprised Jeff Buckley didn't get in on the, dead rock star card.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know.
What is the stipulation? Like, is there a time stamp you have
it
to
has
hit?
To be. It has
25
to be,
years,
yeah, something
like that?
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to see if I can find it in here. All right. Now, some disappointing people who didn't make it in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Joey Lawrence. He didn't make it in. All right. Adam Sandler didn't make it in.
Oh, I was weeping about that one.
DMX and Semisonic didn't make any in anyway.
Semisonic.
Yeah, Semisonic didn't make it in there. Right.
It's too bad.
And then, of course, the one artist that gets overlooked, Cindy, each and every year. Every year. I cannot believe they overlook.
Who's that?
What is love? Oh, Hathaway.
Nice. It's too early to head Bob. No more. Oh, man.
One would think.
It's the ultimate snub.
Right.
You're onto something there.
Come on.
Yeah.
This guy deserves to get in just over the amount of jokes that were made with this song.
They made a movie because of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
My neck hurts.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I have to make a comment here. Remember when Tim Dillon was on the other day?
Sure.
He was talking about growing up in Island Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, for some reason, we had Craig Shoemaker on the center of this wheel for a long time, and then one day you decided to make it my college ID picture.
Correct.
Right? With that ridiculous haircut.
Just because I love to see people flabbergasted that's you.
Okay. All right. I got that haircut in Island Park.
Yeah. Wow. Right?
So...
I mean, never to go there.
Here we go. I have a feeling that guy's long gone. All right. Wheel of Long Songs. Once again, there are six different songs that are on here, the seventh one being the listener pick. All right. And everything's on there twice so that we can get to some of these songs more often. But the wild part is, for the past 2 weeks, it has landed on listener picks. And boy, did we get some great listener picks this morning. But on the wheel, we've got Slow Ride. We've got We're Not Going to Take It. Jessica from the Allman Brothers, Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. I think Kashmir's been up there since the get-go, haven't they?
I think it might be, yeah.
I'm not sure. It's been up there a long time.
I'm Your Captain, Close to Home. That's been on there a long time. And Rosalita. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Wow, that was a big spin.
That was a big one today. Is it a listener again?
Oh,
no, just missed.
No, it just missed. It just missed by once. Are you ready, Steve?
I'm excited.
There?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. Buckle up.
It's a really good one. Yeah, you got a point. But, well, actually, no, you don't have to buckle up. You can unbuckle.
Well,
because
that's true.
It's a slow ride.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So I called over to Spring Mountain yesterday to talk to Rick to find out, where do we stand with the bonfire?
Yeah. Sure.
And Mike Hart and Heartland Demolition, who puts together the bonfire, they bring all the stuff over, the pallets, the old pieces of barn, right? Whatever it is they took down becomes the bonfire.
Nice.
Right? And they started building it yesterday.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, they started yesterday. There's more today, more tomorrow.
It is a mountain.
So, yeah, it is a mountain with the flaming guitar up on top. Hopefully, you're going to join us for the Big Bad Bonfire. The weather is going to be fall-like. It's going to be perfect. Temperatures during the day on Saturday are going to like 57 or 59. At night, going down to 47.
Love
it. It's going to be fall-like all day long. We're going to be up at Spring Mountain in Schwanksville. All of the details of how to get there are sitting at WMGK.com. There's plenty of free parking and food trucks and outdoor beer bars. I meant to bring it in today, but I'll bring it in tomorrow. Our pumpkin cornhole board.
Excuse me?
Pumpkin cornhole.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I heard that too.
Well, what did I say?
Pornhole.
Pornhole.
Did I say pornhole? Yes.
Don't type that into your browser.
All right. Must have been that Peruvian from earlier. Pumpkin cornhole. Okay.
We're going to have that game there too.
We're going to have that game there too.
Dave's running that one.
No, my kid's going to be there.
There's got to be some cheap hooker we can find in Schwanksville. our new house band, Middle Class, will be playing as
just
well.
Just stop at this
I'm
point.
I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.